every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Right on, Jackson. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Eddie. You know why I'm doing great, though? Because I've been spending a lot of time perusing MouthingOffEntertainment.com, our new website. If you want to find out what's going on with the continental lover Eddie Mansfield and the other guy, you can go over to MouthingOffEntertainment.com and find out more about your beloved hosts.
Hey, you know the other guy. You know what? We got to go to one of these games, the Savannah Bananas. They're selling out everywhere, and they start back up in February. And you know what's really cool about it? They started February 26th and it runs to April 12th in Savannah, right? It's like a preseason for them. And then they open up a 50-game world tour. You know, they sell out NFL stadiums.
I saw them at Fenway Park. It is a fun experience. And I saw that they've sort of set up a league now with multiple teams playing
other teams. Yeah.
Banana ball. So this has taken off. It's a lot of fun. It's better than going to a minor league game, I guess. And these minor league parks now have entertainment to throw out there. And I see this getting big. I don't ever see it being one of the major four sports, but I think that they could do a really good job of offering something that a family could go out and watch on a weekday or weekend. And whoever came up with that, man, they are going to be loaded, because that thing is taken off. It's been around for a long time.
You know what's really cool is that the people of Savannah really backed that, because, you know, Savannah lost their minor league team.
Yep.
And they played for 90 years in Savannah with baseball.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, Major League Baseball has made a real change. You know what, Eddie? We're running out of time in this segment, and I would like to talk about this a little bit. We're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball, college football. We got a lot to talk about, but we got to run right now. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Macy's Veterans Day sale is one of your best chances to save big on furniture and mattresses. That's because you'll find great deals on our best sellers, like our exclusive Radley 5-piece sectional, delivered to any room in your home with white glove delivery for $25.98, and so many top brand mattresses at 20 to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off closeouts. So come in, try it all out, and get an incredible deal today at Macy's Veterans Day sale. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, we're talking about that Savannah Bananas. And let me tell you, Jeff, they're cool. They're really, really cool. And I wish when I was playing pro baseball and had to get out, I wish to God I'd have had something like that to go to.
That's why I think it's really cool that this is taking off and hopefully expanding more and more as time goes on. It's been around for, I feel like, a decade, and it's kind of been on the outskirts of the zeitgeist for a long time now, but it was just that one team taking on, you know, like minor league teams here and there. They're packing their stadium out, but it sounds like they're trying to expand this into more markets. And what I was saying before is that Major League Baseball's taken a different tact when it comes to their minor league teams. They've really kind of lowered the roster sizes. So there are not only a lot of guys who have a lot of talent that are no longer anywhere for them to go, but also there's little towns all over the place that don't have a Friday, Saturday night thing to go watch anymore. And I feel like whatever this league, it's called Banana Ball, but whatever this league becomes is going to become another option for, I'm excited about it, Eddie.
Well, yeah. And I am too, because I love baseball. You know how I am. And so when they go into like Clemson, South Carolina, and draw 81,000 people in Death Valley, what the hell does that tell you? Something's smoking hot.
Oh, yeah, it's big. I mean, I wonder how much longevity, you know how it is. You know, you open yourself a nice little restaurant in town and you do a great job. And then, you know, you open your second restaurant and, you know, it suffers a little bit and people get a little tired of it. And you open your third, you become a franchise. They got to do it the McDonald's way. For some reason, McDonald's has figured out how to continue to maintain throughout forever.
Hey, but when you look at the Bananas, they got 6 great teams. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, their names are cool. Everything's cool. And, you know, when they go to those cities, they're going to sell out.
Yes, they're already selling out.
And they'll go back to the stadiums, like those big stadiums, and they'll sell out again.
Independent ball has done its best to stay relevant, to give kids an opportunity to go and try to get back into a major league franchise, minor league system. But the fact of the matter is that there are little towns with little stadiums all over the place, which used to be the heartbeat of a little town, and it's just gone now. Yeah. So hopefully this is something they can start filling those stadiums with. Obviously, anything that you can take your kids to, it's a lot of fun. It's family friendly. And I look forward to going and seeing them again, hopefully in a town.
You and me are going to go up to Savannah. You and me are going to take a road trip together and go up to Savannah. Oh, my God, we'll eat and drink. We'll have such a good time. And believe me, the banana folks will welcome us with open arms with a VIP, believe me.
Especially if I'm wearing O-Dark 30 boots. O-Dark30.com, where tactical meets practical. O-Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. O-Dark30.com. Go check them out. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
You know who's traveling is Jacoby Myers. The Raiders traded him to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguar, before long, Lawrence is going to have some great receivers to throw to.
Yeah, there are teams that are making moves that are, there are great things happening. There are teams that are obviously letting guys go. He's been wanting to get out of the Raiders are unloading, the Jets are unloading, and these teams that are on the cusp seem to be finding their guys. The Jets traded all-pro cornerback Sauce Gardner to the Colts for two number ones, 2026 and 2027. That makes that Indy Colts defense significantly better. They are a threat.
Oh, instantly. I mean, Sauce is an all-pro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it. You know, the Jets, they just don't get it, man. You know, they're always trying to unload and reload. Well, they never reload. They always shooting blanks, man. They don't have anybody. See, they got a couple number ones for 26, 27 from the Colts. Okay, they got to have a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback. Now they don't have players. So they're going to have to go and spend some money with free agency and really dog that team up.
Yeah, they also let Quinnen Williams out the door, so their defense has taken a big hit. But obviously, those other teams are better. The Dallas Cowboys may have overpaid for the replacement that they wanted to bring in for Micah Parsons, Quinnen Williams. But Jerry Jones, you know, he's calling the shots there, and they needed a replacement for Micah Parsons. They've got one now. And I don't know what to do with the Dallas Cowboys because really...
Well, they got a great linebacker, too, that the Bengals gave up, Logan Wilson.
Yeah, that's a weird one to me. I guess the Bengals are throwing in the towel. You know, they didn't get what they wanted out of Flacco to hold him over until Joe Burrow got back. But they trade away a good defender.
Let me tell you, Jeff, Flacco just threw for 470 yards, right? And I don't know how many TDs. He put up 42 points, and the defense lost the game with 13 seconds left.
Yeah.
A guy throws over the middle, and they can't make a tackle. Get rid of the defensive guys. It's too bad that Jerry Jones didn't trade for guy in Central Florida, Hickerson.
Yeah. It's really, though, they just paid a lot of money for him, and that's what we discussed this when they were talking about bringing back Trey Hendrickson. I'm like, they're going to have to pay a lot of money for him, and those aren't positions that you pay a lot of money for, and this is the problem, is that when you're paying a boatload of money to guys that don't pass the ball or catch the ball or run the ball, you're going to have to kind of squeeze thin a little bit more on your defensive line, your defenders, your offensive line. These are where you've got to start saying, hey, man, we got money to spend, but we got to spread it out. We can't keep paying.
Yeah, you got to spend it wise.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, so what, you're going to get me 10 sacks? Is it worth, how many million do I have to pay you per sack for your 10 sacks? I know that those guys make a huge difference in a game, but really, paying this much money, it really does get down to money for me. I think that they've got to be smart, spend their money in the right places. But then the opposite side of the coin is you got the Dallas Cowboys who chose to pay Dak Prescott, who throws the ball, and that was the biggest mistake they've ever made. I talked myself out of my own argument already, Eddie.
Yeah, you did. Because you know something? Every move that he's given money to, like C.D. Lamb, Dak Prescott, they've been bust. They can't win. You know, go get, you know, a sleeper quarterback is out there right now that if the Cowboys were smart, they could get him. And with a good offensive coordinator, this guy will be another Sam Darnold. Jackson. And that's Levitz from the Tennessee Titans.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I was going to make the joke that Jackson Dart will be available in a couple years and they can rebuild around him and he'll probably be a stud. But you're right. Will Levis, high draft pick, Tennessee Titans, they decided to move on from him and they're figuring out that he wasn't the problem because they got a number one overall in there now and they're unloading at the trade deadline. But yeah, if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, the reality of it is that Jerry Jones is stuck and he's done this before. He did it with Tony Romo. No offense to Tony Romo, but Tony Romo was never going to win you a Super Bowl. He was not that guy. He's done it twice in a row, given these quarterbacks, leveraging himself so much against these quarterbacks who don't seem to be guys that are going to, if Jerry Jones was happy, if he was happy making the playoffs every year, and, you know, getting knocked out in the first round or second round, he'd be happy because they've been able to do that for a long time. But they've not won the big one since Jimmy Johnson walked out the door. And the reality is that actually they did one past Jimmy Johnson, but it was his team still.
Well, they won. It was a ready-made team for Switzer to walk in. And you notice he got in and got out quick. Oh, I got me a Super Bowl ring. Let me get out before they discover I don't know what I'm doing. And it's he got out of there.
It's all been one and done, first round, second round, and outs since then. Tony Romo looked like he may take them to the promised land, but it turns out he wasn't the guy. He wasn't a winner. They surrounded him with great teams. And, you know, he caught a lot of flack for going on vacation when he shouldn't have. But the reality was, you can tell when you watch a quarterback whether or not they're the guy. Jaden Daniels just went down for the Washington Redskins, and I have a feeling that that may have been, I'm sad that he's injured, but that may have been a blessing in disguise because I do believe that he's not the guy. He's not going to be a guy that can win you the Super Bowl. And you're like, Jeff, that's ridiculous. He took them to the NFC Championship last year. Rookies pull off incredible feats, and the next year, they're back down to normal. All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
One of the greatest, if not the greatest World Series ever in the history of baseball. And it was Game 7 was the most watched World Series game ever.
And most of the people watching it were very, very disappointed. If you don't want to be disappointed, go over to odark30.com. Pick yourself up some boots. I love my O-Dark 30 boots, but everything over there is really awesome. I've just fallen in love with the O-Dark 30 boots, but odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. Comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go on over to odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. Tell Lenny we said what's up.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, Jeff.
Thank you.
You know, it's like O-Dark 30 is bad to the bone. It's, you know, who used to say George Thorogood. But when you look at Major League Baseball, great World Series, great for the game.
Well, here's the thing.
This World Series was unbelievable. Look at the Blue Jays. They should have won that World Series. Why, have you ever heard of bunting? Bunt the guy home.
They were playing small ball. They were up. It was David versus Goliath. Everybody, what I was going to say before,
was kicking some butt, man.
26 million viewers. Well, David won in the biblical story. So unfortunately, in this case, it didn't turn out the way that you expected David versus Goliath to turn out. But 26 million viewers.
Jeff, they forgot the damn rock.
I'm going to give 20. I'm going to say give 6 million viewers to California rooting for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The other 20 million viewers were watching that to watch the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers. Everybody wanted to watch the Los Angeles Dodgers lose, which is not that crazy because they're a super team. Those are the teams that you watch. If you're not a fan of that team, you can bring in a large audience just wanting to watch them cough one up. The Dodgers did their absolute best to cough up this World Series against the Toronto Blue Jays, who will be back and on a much tighter payroll, so they can maintain longer than the Los Angeles Dodgers. But you got to think about, they're lucky they signed Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to such a long-term contract, because I bet you that Los Angeles is already sniffing around.
You know who's sniffing around for a job? Hugh Freeze from Auburn.
Yeah.
They fired him.
The coaching carousel continues. It's the SEC coaching carousel. I mean, they have gotten slaughtered, SEC coaches. Yeah. And Hugh Freeze, the most recent firee in the SEC. And
yeah, he got fired. They run him off from Alabama, Auburn, Alabama, to be exact. They ran him out. His record was only 6-16 in the SEC. No wonder they fired him.
Auburn is a school that has gotten to the promised land, and they have expectations. It's not like you can go into Auburn and think, hey, I can win the SEC maybe, and the fans will be happy. No, they like national championships in Auburn. They want them.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not going to deliver at least the hope of a national championship to the War Eagle community, then you are not going
War Eagle gone. Freeze.
You'll be flying gone out of that stadium just like the Eagle does before every home game. The top 12, I really can't argue with this top 12. I like the fact that BYU is in it. I can't understand why Notre Dame, I guess strength of schedule arguments for Notre Dame. They lost to one really, really good team and lost.
Well, you know who's missing?
Who?
Miami.
Well, that's the problem with being in the ACC, Eddie, is that they're not respected. So you lose two in the ACC and you don't, you're not going to sniff the top 10 anymore. Miami loses two to Louisville, who they should have never lost to. And then they get beat by SMU. Miami now sits with two losses and they're not getting back in.
Well, I can't believe that how they rank in Alabama. All of a sudden, they became darlings of the media. You know, I don't think they're going to be that much of a darling pretty soon.
Well, here's the thing. Alabama is a 7-1 SEC team, and they've beaten Georgia, who's right behind them in the rankings. So they have an argument. I know that we were not very fond of the head coach in Alabama, but
still not.
It turns out that he's figured something out this season. They're looking very good. It's the cool thing is there are four undefeated teams here. Ohio State, a no-brainer. We don't have to talk about, you know, our picks last week or anything. Indiana, 9-0, incredible story. They're the real deal. Texas A&M, sneaky, 8-0. And BYU, who will obviously never crack the playoff just because of who they are. It would take a mountain to be moved for them to actually
well, you know
be in
what's
the
really out of this 12? Look at the three big Texas teams. You got the University of Texas Longhorns, you got Texas Tech Red Raiders, and Texas A&M. You got three big schools out of the great state of Texas in the top 12. When have you ever seen that? And believe me, their schedule, that's the SEC you're talking about.
Well, Texas, actually, I don't feel like if you're talking about a team that doesn't deserve to be there, it's them. I think they're turning the corner. They won without Arch Manning. They're looking good, but I don't think they're looking number 11 good.
Well, Indiana is the one that looks great.
Yes.
I mean, they just, when they need to whip somebody, they're supposed to whip, they whip them good, man. I mean, that's Cincinnati. He don't play. He just turns the dogs loose. Go get them.
Absolutely.
And that's what you should do. He's kind of like Saban. Go get him.
Yeah, it's a fun college football season. Week 11 has some really good matchups. Indiana versus Penn State. This is the one Indiana fans have to look out for. Penn State, a team that moved on from a coach. They've got a chip on their shoulder. They thought they were going to be competing for a national championship. They fell off the map. And they're looking now just to get a big win. And Indiana stands between them.
That's not going to happen. Indiana is going to take Penn State, roll them up, chew them out and spit them out and say, it was fun to kick your ass. How you like that, Nittany Lions? There's nothing they can do about it.
Georgia and Mississippi State. Georgia should definitely win that one, but it'll be interesting. BYU, Texas Tech. This is the make or break it for the BYU boys. If they can beat Texas Tech, I take back what I said before. They probably can sniff the playoff. So
Texas Tech is big time. You talking about loaded up from the NIL. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Red Raiders, they're loaded for bear, for real.
Yeah, LSU and Alabama, another game that'll be interesting to watch. I know LSU is in the same boat that Penn State finds themselves in.
Just tell them by you boys, good night. Because you know something? Your season is over. You have a bunch of losers down there, and there's nothing you could do about it. You had the guy, Nussmeier, and he could have went to the pros. Hi, he should have went.
Yeah.
This shows you, you better get the goods when the goods are getting you. So put your hand out, take the money, and get the hell out. Now he won't even get drafted.
Colorado versus West Virginia is on my paperwork here. Are we back to talking about Colorado?
You know why, don't you?
Why?
Because they're going to run Deion Sanders' ass right out of Colorado after West Virginia tears them up.
Yeah.
I mean, the last two teams have scored over 100 points on Deion Sanders' prime time defense. So prime time, you're going to be leaving the Buffaloes real quick.
Yeah, you know, it was exciting in the beginning. He had his kids and he had Travis Hunter and he was able to make a tiny dent in college football with a team that's not used to making dents in college football in Colorado. But man, has he fallen off? I feel like kids just don't want to play for him. I feel like it.
I mean, he thinks he's good. He's too good.
Yeah.
You know, he's at ego. You need to drop it at the door because you're not prime time anymore. Well, you're washed up. You're a washed up coach now. If it wasn't for the Aflac commercials with Saban, he wouldn't, you know, whatever.
Well, please. Deion Sanders is one of the greatest athletes of all time. He's not a great coach.
Hey, did anybody say that? No. Nobody talking about damn Deion Sanders. We're talking about him trying to be Vince Lombardi, and he's not.
I wonder how much of this has to do with Shador and the drama surrounding Shador. First of all, Deion was extremely focused on Shador Sanders' draft ranking and the team that he went to and figuring out a way to trick them into starting his kid, which at this point, I mean, they might as well. Not only is that going on, but you're also going, man, that kid looked like a really good quarterback at Colorado and had all of that hype and dropped in the draft so far. Should I go there? Is the hype not worth it? Because obviously if Deion Sanders can't get you in on the first day, his own son, then why am I going to go play for him?
Deion Sanders was his boy's worst enemy. You know, everybody is not a two-sport. Well, baseball, football, he was great at.
Yeah.
But you're talking about Shador is a quarterback, but he didn't throw the ball down the field. Some of his longest passes were like 10, 15 dinks. Dink, 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 dink. Okay, well, in the pros, you got to throw it down the field to move the ball. And I don't know if he's the right guy, but the Cleveland should at least throw him in there.
You're right, Eddie. Hey, unbelievable college football season. It's so interesting to see the stories of Georgia, who came out like world beaters, and they take a loss. Alabama, who we had no faith in, and here they are, atop the rankings, not on the top, but near the top. And so many crazy stories this year.
Vanderbilt is the greatest story in college football.
Absolutely. They face Auburn this weekend and
in Nashville. So Auburn's going to get beat.
It's another sketchy, they got rid of their coach. Are they going to step up and prove that it was the coach and not the players? We'll see. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are dropping early. You can save up to 50% throughout the store all weekend. Yep, call it what you want. Manifestation, luck, fate. The point is, it's happening. Plus, you'll earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on Friday. Shop early Black Friday deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. And thank the universe later. Select styles up to 50% off valid November 7th through 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
NHL is screaming at you, Jeffrey. Guess who just landed a big deal?
You tell me, Eddie.
Your buddy, Jerry Jones, for the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Stars will be hosting the NHL Stadium Series game at AT&T Stadium in 2026. That's a great, great venue for that game.
Yeah, it's very cool because the technology that they use for that ice now is incredible. I remember watching a documentary about it when the Capitals played at National Stadium in Washington, D.C., and the sun can be out and shining, and they figured out how to make that ice stay cold. So you look at Dallas, and I know AT&T is an indoor facility, but these hockey rinks and these arenas, they keep them cold. They don't.
Yeah, they do.
They don't ice them up overnight. They don't move them in and then move them out. And so you look at Dallas and you're thinking, is it going to be cold enough in February for them to do a hockey game? Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be.
You ever been to Dallas in February?
I have. I lived in Dallas in February, and sometimes it's cold and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's incredibly cold and sometimes it's incredibly not.
That's Texas, you know. Yeah. If you stay there long enough, the weather will change again.
Well, the beauty is that what I'm saying is that if it's 78 degrees outside and sunny, that guy, I wish I remembered his name, because he basically came up with that freezing system to freeze those stadiums outdoors. And what a legend, man. He'll be able to make sure that the Dallas Stars have nice ice.
Do you think he made any money with that deal?
I have no idea. You know, I've seen so many stories.
He's laughing all the way to bank with them Benjamins.
Either he or the people that he works for did make a lot of money off of that. Hopefully he got the lion's share, but would not surprise me to see that, whoever he was working for at the time got the money there. Speaking of the NHL, we're early in the season, but there are a few surprising teams coming out of the woodwork, not expected to be as good as they are. And those teams are the Detroit Red Wings. They're looking very good in the standings right now. The Pittsburgh Penguins. Everybody was talking about coming into this season, were they going to trade Sidney Crosby away? Was it time to move on from Evgeny Malkin? The Penguins find themselves in second place in the Metropolitan right now. If they keep this up, they're not trading anybody, but they're not going to keep this up, Eddie. It's ridiculous to even think that could happen. The Utah Mammoth, Eddie, remember them?
Oh, Lord, the worst name. Why in the world couldn't you just come up with something cool? I mean, it's like anything but that. That's the stupidest name I've ever heard.
Yeah, I preferred Yetis.
I can't wait to wear a Mammoth jersey.
I preferred Yetis. We've discussed the fact that I think it's ridiculous that the cup company was able to sue them not to use the name Yeti, a mythical creature that lives in the snow, that we've known that word for hundreds of years, and all of a sudden a cup making company owns the patent for that name. Makes me sick to my stomach, because the Utah Yetis would be much better.
Salt Lake City, the snow caps.
Yeah, it's better than the Mammoth. I can't stand Mammoth. I guess they were like, yeah, what other, a Mammoth is
a
exactly
beast.
A mythical creature, although there is some There's some arguments over whether or not they were what we think they were. Seattle Kraken, Eddie. Finally, the NHL gets what they want. The Seattle Kraken look good. And no matter how much the NHL changed the rules to make the Vegas Golden Knights a Stanley Cup contender in their first season, it didn't pay off as well for Seattle. But it seems like they've got their...
What's the name of their team?
The Seattle Kraken.
That figures. There's a bunch of crackheads in Seattle, believe me. They must have named the hockey team after them crackheads outside the arena.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. They're like, what are those guys doing out there? They're cracking. Oh, that's a great name for the team.
Yeah, they're smoking that crack.
Well done. Hey, mouthingoffentertainment.com. You could go check it out. We will be doing a lot more on that website in the coming days, but right now you could go and find out what the other guy looks like. Eddie Mansfield is a huge star. You can find out what's been going on with him, but the other guy is also on there. So go over to mouthingoffentertainment.com and check it out, our new website. Let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie.
You know, I think Logan Paul is eased in there to take Seth Rollins' place because he's hurt. He hurt his shoulder like Liv Morgan did. And I know that Liv is rehabbing where you are, and she's really doing well. And I got that, you know, from some of my friends. And I'm a huge Liv Morgan fan, and because she's the best they got in the WWE far as women. And I also want to give a shout out to Stephanie McMahon, who was the first person introduced for the Hall of Fame in 2026. And boy, does she deserve it. She is one hell of a business lady and just a great human being. And when you talk about the WWE, they messed up letting her get out of the way.
It's hard to tell now because it seems like the WWE is doing really, really well. Could they have been better with Stephanie McMahon? Maybe. Could they have been
Absolutely.
Better with Vince?
I can tell you, yes.
Maybe. But Eddie, they're killing it right now. What's wrong with the WWE right now? Can you find...
Did I ever say anything was wrong?
No, that's what I'm saying.
There you go, putting words in my damn mouth again, Jeffrey.
What I'm saying
is... anything was wrong with anybody. But, you know, you don't want to lose a great business person anytime, anywhere. And Stephanie McMahon was that. My hat's off to CM Punk, buddy of mine. He won the World Heavyweight Championship on Saturday night's main event. My hat's off to Punk Man. You know, he's got his wife with him now, AJ Lee. And so it's like, it was the couples versus the couples, you know. So what else they going to do in the WWE?
It's cool to see this happening, Eddie. And I don't know if you agree with me or not, but CM Punk isn't a giant. He's not a huge man. He looks like a guy. He looks like me if I picked up the weights for a little while. And he's really good at that size out there wrestling. And Logan Paul replacing Seth Rollins, that's a perfect matchup. Both of those guys, you know, aren't big monster wrestling guys. They're just really good workers. And
yeah, they're good in the ring, and that's all that matters, and they're good on the stick. You know who's really smoking hot right now in the WWE? And I never thought that would happen, but it did. Nikki Bella from the Bella Twins. She's smoking hot, man. She looks good.
Well, she's back. And that is good for the WWE because they're hurting for... They've got so many stars in the women's division, but they can't seem to have them all at the same time. They're going down with injuries.
Yeah, the problem, Jeff, is they have bodies. They're not all stars. And there's certain ones that cream rises to the top, like a Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
A Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
You know, what happened? A superstar in Charlotte Flair, who's just wasting away.
Yeah.
I mean, her career has tumbleweeds all around her. I mean, what are you doing, Charlotte Flair? Wake your ass up. You're a second generation wrestler, and you know you're the best in the business. But she's like so timid. It's like, oh, I don't want to offend somebody. Wait, be the bitch you used to be, Charlotte, and you'll make more money. You know how to be a bitch. Be a bitch, because that's what it's going to take to get you back where you need to be in the WWF. And that's the truth.
We've talked about it before. I think she's emotionally scarred because things got so personal. I don't think she liked it. I don't think she... I think she felt
Bless your heart, Charlotte Flair. Get the hell over it. Your old man, Rick, is the biggest insulting son of a gun in the whole world. and you were raised by that. That's the first, hey, this is not the first time you had your feelings hurt. Believe me. So just be like a water on a duck's back. Get your ass busy. Go get it again. You are the queen for a reason.
Something's wrong there. I don't know if it's behind the scenes. I don't know if it's her emotionally. I don't know what's going on with Charlotte Flair, but she took a smacking from the microphone and it turned into a big drama. And it seems like it has affected her career, whether it be physically.
Well, they're making a joke out of her, Jeff. And I hate that because she's so talented. She's the best worker of any of the women, period. Yeah.
Interesting times in the WWE. I mean, they're killing it in the ratings. They've got, you know, stars coming in. It seems like the table is set for when they move on finally from John Cena, who's been doing his retirement run. Hollywood wants him back. They've got to give him back. Logan Paul is a perfect guy for the WWE. Those Paul brothers were made for it. I know Jake is taking boxing and more seriously, but man, can he be a monster wrestler? And those two on the mic at the same time, can you imagine how incredible they would be for the WWE?
And I can tell you this, WrestleMania 43 is going to Riyadh. Can you imagine that? They're taking an American iconic WrestleMania to Riyadh overseas. I can't believe they would do it, but money talks.
Well, the best thing about wrestling going over to Riyadh is that they tried to say you can't have any beer here, and the WWE was like, we're going to have to figure a way around that one. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I wrestled in Saudi Arabia, and we stayed in one of those massive mansions. You know, it was two guys to that mansion, had waiters, waitresses, everything in there. And anytime we wanted a beer, we just rang a bell. Can you bring I need a cold one. They bring it right up.
Yeah, I can't remember. Was it in the UAE where they were trying to have WrestleMania? Is that the last one that was over there? And
no, it was Riyadh.
It was it
where
in
they was trying. Yeah.
No, they
and they finally did a. Vince McMahon did the big deal with the Saudis, and now they've put up some more money to bring WrestleMania over.
All right,
to Riyadh. They'll sell out, man. I mean, it's no problem with that. But where's all your fans you built up here?
Yeah, that is the one thing, you know, although really from what I hear, it's pretty nice over there in those towns.
Oh,
so if you want to travel
and safe.
Yeah. If you want to travel to Riyadh, WrestleMania is going to be there. I say wait till you get into the arena to start cracking your beers or stay in the same hotel that Eddie did. Cause you're definitely rolling the dice, having any real fun in a place like Riyadh, but more power to you. But I agree with your sentiment though, that WrestleMania would be much better served to be had in the place that built it, the United States of America. And that's all I got to say about that.
Jeffrey, this is easy. The Bengals defense. The only defense that keeps the Cowboys from being the worst defense in the league. They blew. Flacco took them to the promised land, and they blew it. They allowed Williams to throw a strike down the middle and couldn't tackle the guy in midfield. And he ran straight to the end zone. They had, you know, trade them all. Well, you can't now because the trade deadline's over. You should have traded most of them and got some goods for them, and you didn't.
Yeah, you know, the Joe Burrow era is going to be remembered as a team that lacked defense. Even when they lost that Super Bowl, it wasn't Joe Burrow. He did what he was needed to do, and the defense didn't come through for him, and it seems like they need to figure out how to fix the defense in Cincinnati for when their franchise quarterback comes back to the helm, because obviously they have a great offense. You throw Joe Flacco in there, he makes them look like a juggernaut, but the defense can't hold a lead to the Bears with 13 seconds left in the game. Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Melbourne, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Woo, Jeffrey, my boy. What a hell of a show.
Yes, sir. When there are sports happening, we're going to be able to talk about it. I really, really want to congratulate the Toronto Blue Jays for putting together a fantastic season. But then I want to say, what are you doing to me, Toronto? Why can't you figure it out? Just win it. Everybody wanted to see the Dodgers lose. The world was rooting for you outside of California. Why couldn't you do it for us, Toronto?
Well, you're absolutely right.
I know.
And they had two chances, and they blew it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a man on first and third with one out, do what Billy Martin would have done. Bunt the guy home.
They ran Shohei out of the game. It was looking so good. And they, you know, grabbed defeat out of the jaws of victory. But still, a great season for you Blue Jays fans. That had to be a lot of fun. The NFL's in high gear. College football. The NBA has kicked off. We'll probably be talking about them in the near future. The NHL, something that Eddie is going to finally unleash me and allow me to talk about the NHL a little bit more. So fun to have 24/7, 365 sports to talk about. I think I messed my voice up, you know, yelling at the Toronto Blue Jays, Eddie. I'm glad we're in the last segment.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, somebody needed to yell at them because they blew the World Series, for God's sake. It was a true World Series this year.
I wonder if Max Scherzer is going to run it back. Go ahead. It's a true World Series because you had Canada versus the United States. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Sorry I cut you off.
Well, that's all right. You know, Canada's got better beer, man. That Labatt's Blue and Molson up there, man, they got some kick to them. Woo! Love it.
Yeah, I wonder if Max Scherzer is going to run it back and give one more season because that would have been so exciting for him to cap off a wonderful career playing in a World Series game that they win and, you know, going to the promised land and putting your glove down on the mound and walking away a legend, Max Scherzer. Can he pull one more year off?
Yeah, he is too.
That remains to be seen. But Eddie, we're out of time here on Mouthing Off, so tell him goodbye.
For the other guy, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying so long, everybody.